Good morning. As we begin our time around the Lord's table this morning, I want to look at what Jesus' death accomplished for those who believe. So turn with me in your Bibles, if you will, to Hebrews chapter 2. The author of Hebrews is writing to an audience that is exclusively Jewish. This is a group of people who possess saving faith, but there are people who, due to pressure and persecution, are feeling the draw to abandon their trust in Christ and return to a pursuit of righteousness through observation of the law. So the author is writing to them about what Jesus accomplished on the cross. Follow along with me as I read Hebrews chapter 2, verses 14 and 15. Therefore, since the children share in flesh and blood, he himself likewise also partook of the same, that through death he might render powerless him who had the power of death, that is, the devil, and might free those who through fear of death were subject to slavery all their lives. As we consider this passage, it's very important that we remember that before his incarnation on this earth, Jesus existed eternally as the second person of the Trinity. He's eternal, meaning he was not subject to death, not subject to death at all. In verse 14, we see the phrase, partook of the same. That means that Jesus took on human flesh. He humbly took hold of something that was not of his nature. He took on a nature that was not his own nature. That was the human nature, the nature that was subject to death. Jesus is divine, and we are not. He took on his human nature so he could experience death for us. And Jesus experienced death in this passage for two reasons. And the first was, in verse 14, to remove Satan's power in death. Satan's power is consummated at the point of human death, because at the point of human death, man has lost all opportunity. He no longer has the opportunity for forgiveness of sin due to repentance and faith and trust in Jesus Christ. He's lost all opportunity. Satan's purpose, his objective, his goal, his aim is to keep a person in rejection of Jesus Christ as their Savior and their Lord until the moment of their death. That is his purpose. That is his aim. That is his goal. Jesus conquered Satan's death and his grip on death and his power on death by taking on human form and experiencing death himself, and then being raised from that death through the power of the Holy Spirit. And he did this so that those who have trusted in him as their Savior and their Lord, even though they will experience a human death on this earth, are not subject to Satan's power in death. Secondly, Jesus experienced death to purchase freedom from the fear of death. The prospect of death, apart from the regenerating work of Jesus Christ on the cross, is a fearsome prospect. Ponder for a moment what awaits a person who rejects Jesus Christ through the duration of their life. They will spend an eternity separated from fellowship with God. They will be enduring the unrelenting, unending, unbearable wrath of a holy God. There will be no respite. There will be no rest. There will be no recovery, no recuperation. It will endure forever and ever and ever. And that is a fearsome, fearsome proposition. But the one who has come to trust in Christ as their Savior actually looks forward to the point of death. It's true, they enjoy life with Christ here on this earth. They enjoy that life. But at the same time, they long for an eternity where they can spend time forever fellowshipping with God. So if you're here today and you have placed your trust and you've placed your confidence in Jesus' atoning death on the cross, the death that overcame the power of Satan in death, this is a time for you to remember and celebrate the work of Jesus on the cross. As the elements come to you, take the elements and hold them, ponder the humility of Jesus, that he would take on human form so that he could experience a death, and through resurrection from the dead, he would conquer Satan's power over death for you. Ponder that. If you're here today and Christ is your Savior and he is your Lord, but you know that in your life there is ongoing, unrepentant sin, simply pass the elements by if you are not willing to repent from that sin. We urge you, we implore you to repent from that sin and forsake that sin now and join us in taking the Lord's Supper. And lastly, if you're here today and your trust is in something other than the death and the resurrection of Jesus Christ to conquer the power of death that will remain, you need to understand that God's judgment waits for you. God's judgment is waiting for you, but today is an opportunity for salvation. When the elements come to you, simply pass them by. This is a time for believers to remember what Christ has done for them. But I'll be available after the service. The other elders will be available as well. Or talk to the person next to you about how the work of Jesus on the cross is so significant for those who believe. So the men are going to come forward and serve us. When you get to the elements yourself, take them on your own, and Steve will close our time in prayer.